Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, What is Unlawful?
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath? He said to them, Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and share it with his companions? Then he said to them, The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. I'm thinking of a little 7-year-old at school, I know, who loves to come charging out of the boys' washroom, reporting on less than wonderful activities going on in there. When he tells me these things, I usually wonder what's in it for him that he enjoys this reporting. On the stages of moral development, it seems that he is on that level that seeks justice or approval of the established school standards. Perhaps he is more mature than many 7-year-olds. Who knows? So in our passage today, why are these Pharisees trying to get the disciples in trouble? With a quote from an early church history site, we read, In the time of Jesus, they, the Pharisees, were a very influential religious sect which practiced strict observance of written biblical laws. End quote. I would love to be able to unpack this passage to the max, but at the very least, I think they, the Pharisees, would have loved to catch Jesus and his followers at a mishap or poor decision. But again, we hear Jesus bringing his questioners down to earth and reminding them of the Hebrew scripture story of David, involved in a similar moment, that of taking care of hunger and showing care for his group, even when the rule book said otherwise. Jesus, in all his wisdom, made use of a teachable moment once again. The lesson, as I see it, is to always try to be aware of what is the kind and human thing to do. When one stays focused solely on rules and obedience, there's a chance the kind and human element is missed. Look at all the times Jesus taught us the loving way to do things, how he treated women, how he treated the marginalized, and how he fed his friends here in this passage. Maybe when we stick only to the rules and criticize and ostracize those who fall short, something inside of us is empty. A piece of kindness and warmth is missing. Now, I know we all need rules. My experience is largely keeping to the safety of following them. What I think Jesus is reminding us of in this reading is the bigger picture. The choice that has value and a bit of fluff and openness, which does us all good as we journey along the God life.